as the Shir Yud Zion.
We're holding in the sugya of Shir V'lo Yodam Chamor V'lo Keilim. Try the Masada the Dvori. Say the Dvorim is an our sugya. The Gemara says in a Maniach that Chazal Darshan Adroshe V'nofal Shomo Shoyr Oy Chamoyr. The Torah speaks out that in Boyr the Yechitimtzel the Chiyuv is V'nofal Shomo Shoyr Oy Chamoyr. And the Gemara is Medayek Shoyr Veloy Odom Chamoyr Veloy Keilim. That is a ptur in bor, shor velo yodom, chamoyr velo keilim. That the boyr is not chayev on the odom and is not chayev on the keilim. Rashi in Daf Chof Ches explains. The Gemara says, "Vehane mile leinyan ktole, aval neinyan nezokim odom chayev vekeilim ptur." So the Gemara that we have is a Gemara in Chof Ches Amud Beis. וכולם אני קויר בהם שויר ולא יודם חמויר ולא יקיילי והנמילה לעניין כתוליה ולעניין נזוקים אודם חיו וקיילים פטור. So the Gemara says that the drosh of shor ולא יודם חמור ולא יקיילי הנמילה לעניין כתולי אבל לעניין נזוקים אודם חיו וקיילים פטור. Rashi speaks out והנמילה איך דמייסו אודם. Why? דקרו במיסה משתוי דכסיב, והמייס יהיה אלוהי. אבל בנזק אודום חייב בעל הבויר. דקרו מקויפר ממעטינן. Rashi speaks out, or we spoke out yesterday, and I want to madgish to you how it's meduyek in Rashi. Rashi speaks out that the mute of the sugya, the mute of the sugya of shor ולא יודם חמור ולא יקיילי, is han mile le inyan ktole de gabi misse mishtoi ve a meis i eloi. The mute is le gabi det le gabi miso boir is potur a miso fun a odom shoir veloi odom chamoir veloi keilim is a mute that the boir is potur and the miso of the odom. The boir is only chayev and nezokim. Right, explain better. Shor v'lo yodom chamor v'lo keilim. Pashtus state that you only chayev on shor. Zodim v'gmor, the miut is only legabi misa, not legabi nezoki. Why? While the posuk is talking about v'ameisi eloi, the parshev, the Torah, is discussing the misa. While the parshev, the Torah, is discussing the misa, so the miut is klapi the misa. Klapi nezokim is no miut of the parshev. The miut of the parshev is klapi nezokim. I'm sorry. Klapi misa, not klapi nezoki. So it says in the Torah, "V'nofar shomo shoyr oy chamoyr." I'm chayv on the shor v'chamoyr. Dafka shor v'chamoyr v'lo yodom. Legabi, what is the mute? Legabi misa. Legabi misa shor v'lo yodom chamoyr v'lo keili. Legabi nezokim is no ptur. So how will say out the Rashi? The mute of shor v'lo yodom that boyr is potur is a mute klapi chiyuv misa. Is not a mute klapi nezokim. Is a mute klapi miso, not klapi nezokim. Dainu, the maisim harige of the boyer is only klapi shor and not klapi yodom. Legabi nezokim is no mute. Why I'm speaking it out so stark? Rashi finishes. V'chimiyat erachmona mikoyfer miyato. Gabi Hodom, what is the tzad? What you will pay if someone is dead? You will pay koifer. So Rashi speaks out. The mute is as in ishtok in koifer in bo. The boyer is not chayev on the koifer. He's only chayev on the zokim. And the tashlumim for misa is not chayev. So why be keilim you poto on the nezokim? So Rashi, shvirosom zeo misosom. So lefi Rashi, the gather of the mute is you chayev on niskei boyer. Benezokim, say be shor, say be odom, say be, and you potur aniske boir bemise. Shovel Yodom Chamor Velekelim is a mute in the Vehameisi Eloi. In the parsha of Misa that is written in the Torah, Vehameisi Eloi is a drosha dafka Shovel Chamor, Shovel Yodom Chamor Velekelim. This is the mute. This is the mute Shovel Yodom Chamor Velekelim. So it's a mute that Odom is, that the boy is potur and the Misa of the Odom, and on the Misa of the Kelim. So, in one word, the mute is on the Misa. Boy Ramazik is chayev and everything. Boy Ramenis, if you kill, you potu. You're not chayev koifer. And bekeli misosom, shvirosom zeo misosom. This is the posh pshat. The Rishonim came and bought a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi state that bor tes is chayev ben ezokim, even on keli, and bor yud is potu ala keli. Bor tes is chayev ala keli, and bor yud is potur ala keli. Frag the Yerushalmi, ayale ala das, so the Yerushalmi pshat, says in the Torah, boir boir, ish ki ichre boir, vichi iftach ish boir, chad le mise, chad le nezokim, the miut is only bor shel mise is potur shov ala yodom. The boir, if nezokim is no miut on that boir. Frag the Yerushalmi, kal vachoymer, ומה בור של נזוקים שפוטור על מיסה חייב על כלים? בור של מיסה שחייב על המיסה, אין הדין שחייב על הכלים? תלמוד לא אמר, שום חמור, גזירה סקוסובי, בור של נזוקים חייב על כלים, בור של מיסה פוטור על כלים. And the Rishonim came and declared if the Bavli is masking to the Yerushalmi or not. They said, what was the Shaila? Zok at Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashbam. The Gemara says in Chof Ches, Avne Sakino Masoi, Potur ala keilim. They understood that it's talking about boil that doesn't kill. I'm a second masilo, I don't kill. State that it's potur ala keilim. Bavli is choylek in Yerushalmi. As they said, Rashba. Rabbeinu Peretz says, maybe I'm a second masilo, I could kill. They said, Rosh said, I could kill. It's a borshal misa. Of a borshal nezokim, avada yuchayav ala keilim. So, mikol makoim. Maybe the Bavli is masking, maybe the Bavli is not masking. Over the Yerushalmi state, Bor shel tes is chayev ala keilim, bor shel yud is potur ala keilim. And here we asked yesterday a kasha. If bor shel tes is chayev ala keilim, how bor shel yud is potur ala keilim? I'm explaining. Lefi Rashi, I'm not asking a kasha. Why lefi Rashi, I'm not asking a kasha? The miut is, if you kill, you potur. If you mazik, you chayev. Keilim, alamol is considered killing. Legabe Odom, if you mazik, you chayiv, if you kill, you potur. It's exactly as a kosuf, and misa bor is not chayiv. But if the Yerushalmi, bor tes is chayiv on everything. Bor yud is potur. It's a potur on the bor yud. Bor yud is potur on the keilim. Every bor yud is also a bor tes. Has tes plus a tefach. So why am potur ala keilim? As the bor tes shaboy, I'm chayiv ala keilim. You're right, it's also a bor yud. But it's also a bortes. Feistois, a boir yud is not a bortes. It becomes a nushe mazik. That we see in the sugi. That boir yud becomes a nushe, and the Gemara calls it ze avle mise ve ze avle nezokim. Soif soif, ze avle mise ve ze avle nezokim. And it's like a sakosu that bortes is chayim, and boir yud is potu. And we don't say bichlal mosayim on it. Till here, it's klar. Maybe he's a lomdes, a blei malin, is a masbir. But we see that it's a different shei mazik. Oh, but the question that we asked yesterday, why when Adam falls to a bor yud and is nizok lefi the Yerushalmi, you have to pay? If it's a miut that the boir of nizokim is no miut shovel Adam, the miut of shovel Adam is in bor shel misa, and bor shel misa is the miut of shovel Adam. As a miut of shovel Adam and bor shel misa. If you're Yerushalmi, and the boy yud is a miut shovel yodom chamor velekeli, and bor tes is no miut, so bor tes pays everything. Bor yud is potu and shovel yodom chamor velekeli. So why when the odom is nizak and a bor shel yud, you have to pay? So normally the answer is lo goraf and bor shel tes. But you see that keli I'm chayev betes and I'm potu beyud. The Torah says yud is a different boy. So why the boy shel yud you chayev and niske yodom? This was the kasha we told yesterday. Again, lefi Rashi, tamadgish. It's not a kasha. Because lefi Rashi, the miut is nezokim yuchayev all over, misa and potur all over. The mele, niski odom am chayev all over. And kelim shmiros zeu misosom. It's missing, missing. I'm potter all over. But the Tilei Yerushalmi has two boiras. Bor shel yud, bor shel tes. Bor shel yud has a mute. Shov leodom chamov lekelim. Bor shel tes doesn't have the mute. Why it doesn't have the mute? Because it's not mefurish mikro. It's only bederach drash. So the mute doesn't go on that. So bor shel tes is chayav on everything. And shor, and odom, and kelim, and everything. Bor shel yud has to be potu and kelim and ganzen and odom and ganzen. Why bor shel yud is chayav on niskei odom? What? So we mentioned yesterday, I didn't want to repeat it, but I'll repeat it again. And we had a raya. This was the whole argument here. First, kachazet, pashut. The whole masechta where we come state, boris chayav and niskei odom, doesn't say only if the boris tes. First, the pashtas. Oh, but it's not enough for you, I know. So he said, a raya. The Gemara says, am nisakinu masoi shin chavches, chayav ala odom vepotur ala keilim. And the Rashba, Rabbi Peretz, want to arayin zetz the Gemara, that am nisakinu masoi could kill. This is the reason it's potur al keilim, right? This is the way they want to answer chofches amud beis, that why avnei zakinu masoi is potur daf chofches al keilim, because they say maybe tzorchil zok Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe avnei zakinu masoi could kill. If avnei masoi zakinu could kill, so they call it bor shel misa. When avdem shteit in chofches, that you chayav al niskei odom. The Rashba is the same thing. He's mesubik if the Babli is cholek in Yerushalmi or not, and they say avnei zakinu masoi could kill. And even so, it's chayav al odom v'potur al keilim. So we're going with the anocha that it's chayav. This is the kasha. And I want to be madgish. Is the easy way to answer the kasha? And is the real way to answer the kasha? And I want to go both. Again, but the amodas hakasha. We'll see, everything is be'etzem our sugya. And the shoyrash in the end of the machlekes is pshat in our gemara. This means it's ma. Again, Rashi learns the p'tur, the gzeras hakosu v'shavachorov, v'ameisi eloi, v'misa is a mute. Misa is potur, odom, kelim, kelim, alamo, they die. Nezakim, everything is chayav, doesn't make a difference to boiras. The Yerushalmi learns is two boiras, and the mute is only at the boshel misa. So boshel nezakim is chayav. So say, boshel nezakim is chayav and kelim, boshel yud is a different boiras, potur ala kelim. Niski odom, boshel tes is chayav, boshel yud has to be potur. Shteta b'chayev. What you will answer, every boshel yud is also boshel tes. So b'chayev also on the game. So everyone, maybe 20 guys really came over to answer, say no, the Yerushalmi is going with the Rashi. The mute is v'ameisi eloi only on misa. The mute is, the misa is a p'tur on odom v'keilim. Benezokim is no p'tur. Just Rashi learns, it's all over. Misa is p'tur every time, benezokim is chayev every time. And they learn, no, is a mute, v'ameisi eloi is a mute from misa. Aber, it's only on the boshel misa. And boshel nezokim, was the Torah didn't speak about, is no mute in bichlal. And boshel misa is a mute al misa. The mele, odom is al misa, odom is potu, benezokim, odom is chayim. Kelim, that alamola called misa, the potu and boshel misa. This is the way everyone wanted to come over and answer. The Yerushalmi is with Rashi. As if Rashi learns that the mute is only v'ameisi eloi, a mute on misa, not on nezokim. On nezokim the Torah never spoke. There's no mute. Even then, the mute is only, so if Rashi, it's a mute klali. Misa alamol yipotu, nezokim alamol yichayev. Kelim is alamol potu. It's misa. Odom, nezokim is chayev. Misa is potu. The Yerushalmi learns is two boyers. Boyer shel misa and boyer shel nezokim. And boyer shel nezokim is no droshes. So yichayev in on the kelim, even if they die. And odom yipotu vidayis because it's not machmas ames, not machmas abo. And boshel misa, then is a mute. Shov leodom chamov lekelim if it dies, kelim are considered misa. Odom is not considered misa. This is the easy way. I mean, at least 20 guys came to say, what is the kasha? Put both things together. It's not emes. Why it's not emes? First, b'der chalimud it's not emes because. You can't catch things from two sides. Other the droshes v'ameisi eloi, and Rashi says the posuk spoke about that. Other you say the drosh is and this boat that the Torah spoke. No, and this boat that the Torah spoke, but only on the mess. Say that, but I'm not coming to shlug it. The reason it's not the pshat because the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz explained it different. I want to read one line in the Rashba. Again, Shittas HaYerushalmi, we have Klo, the Chiluk of the Yerushalmi and Babli, if it's a Machlekes. The Babli holds, Boir is Potur al Mise Alemol, Odom v'keilim, and chayev nezokim alemol. Keilim is never nezokim because misosim zol shvirosim, so everything is potu on keilim. And Odom benezokim yichayev, doesn't make a difference. And lefi the Yerushalmi is two boiras. Bo shel misa you potu on everything. Bo shel nezokim yichayev on everything. And we have a problem. So why be bo shel misa yichayev on iski Odom? This is the kasha that we need to explain. But this is the order that we have to explain. The Rashbo finishes and he says the Bavli is Choylek and the Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli holds, you potter on this kekelim be Bosho Tess. Yerushalmi stated Yechayev. And Bavli is Choylek and Yerushalmi. And he explains and he finishes one line. Mikol Mokoyim. Tzrichim, onu tzrichim la Yerushalmi. Lechayev es hanezek be'odom. Mikol mokoyim, the Bavli is choylek in the Yerushalmi. Lemaise, he needs the Yerushalmi. Lechayev es hanezek be'odom. What he means? 8 words. Mikol mokoyim, onu tzrichim la Yerushalmi. Lechayev es hanezek be'odom. Try to explain it. He says, I need to hold from the Yerushalmi to mechayev the nezek by odom. If you learn like Rashi, that the miut is from Misa and not from Nezokim, I don't need no Yerushalmi. What I need Yerushalmi? The miut is Misa Yupotu, Nezokim Yuchayev. Why I need a Yerushalmi? Rashi is very simple. Rashi never mentioned Yerushalmi, not in Daf Gimel, and not by us. And if you learn Gemara Rashi, you never know there's a Yerushalmi. Rashi explained. It says, Ve'ameis I Eloi. Mimiso miyato rachmone, minezokim loy miyato rachmone. Tzrichim onu ledivra Yerushalmi. Mikol mokin tzrichim onu leYerushalmi lechay v'sanezek be'odom. State in the Rashbo that the Rashbo learns like this: the miut of the parshes and the boir. Boir ameimis is potu. Boir amazik is chayev. Bor ameimis potu. Bor amazik is chayev. This is the mute. The boir ameimis is potu. Boir amazik is chayev. And this is the reason you chayev aniske odom. The mute is not on the peula of misa. The mute is on the boir. Boir shel misa is potu, boir shel nezokim is chayev, and this is the reason the Odom is chayev. Because if it's no two boiras, it'll be a miut, you'll be potu and gans. The miut is not on the peula, the miut is on the boir. Boir ameimis is potu, boir amazik is chayev. So now we understand why Azay something about Rashba. To start, Tzrichim onu ledibra Yerushalmi. Why Odom is chayev? Because Boira Mazik is chayev, Boira Meimis is potu. Without the Yerushalmi, a person has to be potu. He's learning on the Ptur is not on the Peula what happened, it's on the Boira. Boira Meimis is potu, Boira Mazik is chayev. So why Odom is chayev beBor Shel Yud? If Boira Meimis is potu, why Odom is chayev and Bor Shel Yud? This is the Baya. The Rash, so what you say, Bichlal Mosayim Oneh. So Bichayev and Kelim also. The Rashbo learns like this. I will say it Baal Peh, then we'll explain it. The mute is Boira Meimis is potu, the mute is on the Boir. Ve'ameisi Eloi, the Teir is talking about mes, so this Boir is potu. Shov v'lei Odom chamor v'lei Kelim. Boir amazik is chayev. The Rashbo learns, when a person falls in a boir tes, boir amazik is chayev. When he falls in a boir yud, if he dies, we look at it like boir ameimis. But if the person was only damaged, was only nizak, we don't say that he was nizak from the takole of the misa. We look at it like he was nizak from the takole of the nezokim. The boir is a boir ameimis. This is the hard part. Oh, but the hezek, what happened to the person, happened from the boy ranizak sheboy, from the takolas hezek. Is it takolas misa? Is it takolas hezek? The boy is called boy ramemis. Oh, but the hezek that happened to the person happened to him from the chelek atakole of the hezek. The mele is chayev. Again, the boy ramemis is potu. Boy Ramazik is Chayev and Odom. Tzrichim onu la Yerushalmi. The mute is Boy Ramemis is Potu, Boy Ramazik is Chayev. When the person falls to Boy Ramemis and his Nizak, we say that he got damage not from the Chelek of Boy Ramemis Sheboy. He got damage from the Chelek of Mazik Sheboy. I will explain it later. Try to explain it later. I just want to mesada the ritzifas advorim. To be maybe the advorim. The hezek that happened to him is from the Beiramaz. Bemele, how the Bavli, we're going to the Bavli, how the Bavli, that aniske yodom, the boshel yud, you chay, and boshel tes, you poshet chay. This is what the Bavli holds. Now, weiter. So, lefi the Rashba, the chiluk is tzrichim anu ledivra Yerushalmi. What is the pshat tzrichim anu ledivra Yerushalmi? We tzrichim anu ledivra Yerushalmi to say why Odom is chayev, because the miut is beetzem that Boy Ramazik is chayev, Boy Ramemis is potu. Without that, there's two boyres. If it's a miut from the Odom, so there's no miut on a peulas misa and a peulas hezek. The miut is that Odom is potu the boy. The chiluk is we're learning like a derech Yerushalmi that the miut is the gather of the miut is Boy Ramemis is potu, Boy Ramazik is chayev. The way the Odom is chayev in Bortes, but it's Boy Ramazik. The way the you chayev. B'meila yuchayev, it's b'ramazik, b'meila yuchayev. Why b'bor yud, the Odom is chayev? Why, l'maise, the Odom dies, and the Odom was huzak. So we look at it, that he was huzak, from the chelek amazik shebabor. Mash'enken b'keilin, go now, mash'enken b'keilin, what happens b'keilin? B'bor, we'll start, b'bor yud. Oh, the Bortes. So the Yerushalmi learns the Bortes. It's not Bor Amemis. You chayev. Bor Yud is called Bor Amemis. You potu. They died. Shvirosim zeh misaso. Bekelim beBor Yud. It's like when a person dies in a Bor Yud. Kelim shvirosim zeh misaso. Oh, but beBortes. It's a Boy Ramazik. I'll go one more step and then I'll explain it. Vos hal de Bavli. The Bavli holds that Kelim Apotu also in Bortes. Why the Bavli holds that Kelim Apotu in Bortes? What? Sure. Why Kelim Apotu in Bortes? What? Why the Apotu in Bortes with the Bavli? What? It's not a mute for Misa. Klape Kelim, it's Boir Misa. I want to read a line of Rabbi Luperet and then we'll explain it. Voskim and Tor, Rabbi Luperet says it. It's not a diuk. Zog Rabbi Luperet, the time begin the Pirish HaKundres, the Kelim is Zuhu Shvirosom, the Hilkach, Gabi Borshel Nezokim, Le Gabi Kelim, Choshiv Borshel Misa. He's not saying Rashi. These are the words of Rabbi Luperet. There's nothing more to do about it. I want to be mindy the Dvorim. We have Be'etzem a whole Welt. We'll see later. I'm not going to explain that. Alts comes from Aras Sugi. But I want first to be mindy. The Yesod Dvorim is Lefi Rashi. Now we Megala Tefach. It's no Shtei Boiras. And the mute is on this boy and not on this boy. The Firashi Rashi never said that this is the plan. It's two boires, the miut is on this boire, not on this boire. The miut is on all of the parsha. The miut is on the ganze parsha. But what? Only legabi debt, not legabi nezokim. The amesi eloi, the drosha is legabi misa. That this is the plan of the drosha. It's a plan of the drosha. Legabi misa and not legabi nezokim. With Rashi, everything is God. You don't need no help. Adam is nizokim, you chayev. Adam died, you potu. Kelim aded, you potu. Eino no tzrichim ledivrei Yerushalmi. No shaykhus to Yerushalmi. This is the miut of Rashi. And Rashi speaks it out. And the miut is on the parsha from Koifer. Now, the Yerushalmi was choylek el ledine. And the Yerushalmi came and he said that bebor tes, you chayev ala kelim. And was a machlekes. If the Bavli is choylik in the Yerushalmi, or the Bavli is masking with the Yerushalmi. But Rabbi Seino HaRishonim were going with the Yerushalmi. And the Rashba says it clear, I need the Yerushalmi. I'm not going with Rashi. I need to say that it's two boires. Because if it's one boire is a ptur, Odom has to be potur also. As a machlek is Babi in Yerushalmi, Zog Verashbo. But Tzrichim onu ledivri Yerushalmi. What do you mean Tzrichim onu ledivri Yerushalmi? It's two boiras. And the miut is Borshal Misa is Potur, Borshal Nezokim is Chayev. We'll take Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says it. Why the feed the Babli Kelim a Potur Betes? It's called Borshal Misa. And the miut was Borshal Misa is Potur. What how the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi holds Valigabi Niski Odom, it's called Borshal Nezokim, it's called Borshal Nezokim. So the Machleik is Bavli in Yerushalmi is Legabi Kalim, how to look at Borshal Tes. The Yerushalmi calls him Borshal Nezokim, and the Bavli calls him Borshal Misik Lapi Kalim. Now, you're right, it would be easy to say that Boshel Yud is called Boshel Misa Legabe Odom, but the Torah says, if a Zayvai, that a person doesn't die, we never call it Boshel Misa.
What's Tzedek Maaser
Rishon? It's a very stark kasha. I'm planning to ask this kasha. It's a very stark kasha. From the Sugya of Nun Aleph. But again, Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba are learning that the Sugya is a Shtei Boires. And the miut is on this boy and not on this boy. Now, Boshel Misa you potu, Boshel Nezokim you chayev. Why Odom is chayev, Zog de Rashbo? Because it's Boshel Nezokim. We have to explain why both are called Boshel Nezokim. Or you disagree with the Raya and you say you're only chayev on Boshel Tes. Rabbi Luperet says the Bavli also learns like that. Just the Bavli learns, Klapi Kelim is Boshel Misa. Klo? I want to explain. Before we go, Vaita to explain it, Klo, to explain, Reb Nochem said, such a beautiful Zach, is the reason the Sugya is here. He said, it's not Stama Machlekes. It's Rashi and the Rishonim Leshitosom in a beautiful way. Ari Rashi had two Pshotim, he said the first Pshat, the Rishonim even don't miss Yachas, they don't even copy, so forget about the first Pshat. The main pshat Rashi said, why ze av le misa ve ze av le nezokim? Rashi says, the posuk is speaking about both. Right? As I said to Rashi, the posuk is speaking about both. The posuk is speaking about boshel misa and boshel misa and boshel nezokim. Till Teis asked Rashi a kasha, if the posuk is speaking of both, the miut has to be on both. So I can't answer Teis's kasha. But what is the mahalach of Rashi? You write that the pasuk is speaking about both. Oh, but the miut is from the word vehames, so we tie it that only when it's misa. Oh, but the pasuk spoke about both boires. And this was Teis's kasha, so the miut is not specific to one boy. This was Teis's kasha and Rashi. What is the answer of Rashi, the Mahalach? The Sheik vehames, so the drosha means klapi de vehames. Only that, not nezokim. Maskim? The Yerushalmi, and that's not the Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Peretz bought the Yerushalmi. The first Yerushalmi. Teis bought the Yerushalmi. The Be'etzim is two boyers. So why the miut is only on Boshel Misa? Well, the Boshel Misa is the real one that the Torah spoke about. A bow that came from a drosha is no miut. But this is what Teis said. So the drosha is on Boshel Misa. This is the sugya. Lefi the Rishonim is two boiras, and one is written and one is not written. The mute is on one, and the one that is written. Boshul Misa. Boshul Misa alamol yupotu, Boshul Nezokim alamol yuchayim. Odom yuchayim because Boshul Nezokim. When it's not Boshul Nezokim, yupotu. And we have to explain why Boshul Yud is also called Boshul Nezokim. What happens, Kelim Betes? The Yerushalmi says it's Boshul Nezokim, and the Bavli is not going to be in the Peretz holds, it's Boshul Misa, Klapi Kelim, it's Boshul Misa. But this is the Machlekes. This is Be'etzim Yisoy the Machlekes. So we'll try to misadder it. Be'etzim we learned here a double Machlekes. We had a Machlekes that we have a Gemara and Bavli that Boris Potur ala Kelim, and we had a Shail of the Yerushalmi is Maskim or not. Rashba says that not, Rabbeinu Peretz is Mesupek, Chatei Saroh says that yes. Say that. This is a Ditol Machlekes. Now we have another Machlekes Rishonim that is not Negea. How is the Drosha? Rashi learns the Drosha is Stam, Misa and not Nezokim. And Memele, the Kelim is Alamor considered Misa, Odom, what is damaged is Nezokim, the Miut is a Misa and not a Nezokim. And so, and why Rashi says it? Because there's no two bayras in the sugya. The pasuk spoke about both. The miut is on both, and in both is a miut that misa not nezokim yes. I mean, this is what Taisa said. If the pasuk spoke about both, the miut is in both. But what is the miut of Rashi? Ve'hameisi eloi klapi misa shov le'odom chamor ve'lekeilim. So in both bayras, in tes and in yud, legabe misa not, legabe nezokim yes. The Rishonim said we're going with the Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Peretz by us only bought the Yerushalmi. When he asked what is the pshat, it's one boy shel misa and it's one boy shel nezokim. And the miut, Taisus says in the end of the Taisus, is klapi boy shel misa. This is the sugya. The miut is klapi the boyer. Want to get the vote? The miut is welche boyer is nismayet? Boy shel misa is nismayet. Everything is nismayet in boy shel misa. And boy shel nezokim, everything is chayef. So Pashas the Yerushalmi says, and Boshul Nezokim pay everything. Kalim, everything. Boshul Nezokim. Boshul Misa be potu on everything. Just we have to know why Boshul Misa, when a person is damaged, it's called Boshul Nezokim. That is the hard part to explain. We tried to say a little bit of Hesbar in the Rashbo. I'm asking, it's the hard part, but this is the tzus of the Shmaisa. And the Bavli that holds that you potu, not that the Bavli does holds like Rashi. The Rashba says Tzrich Mono Divra Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Peretz, the Bavli is going with the Yerushalmi. It's Shtei Boiras. Zogt Rabbeinu Peretz. Why the Bavli will hold that you potu? Fakert. The Bavli is Shver. Why you potu? V'taymek in a pirash akundres the kelim ezeku zush misosom hilkach gabi bol shel nezokim legabi kelim choshiv boir shel mise. It's klore diburim. The miut is not because it's a mice and misa. Choshiv boir shel misa. What? B'mele halt Rabbeinu Peretz, b'mele yupotu. I want to say a shoichat to this vote. The Rishonim matter tzach, we mentioned yesterday, Bavli is maskim to Yerushalmi, is not maskim. Maskim or not maskim. And they found the Gemara in Ameniach, Avni Sakino, Masoi, a person falls on it, Chayev ala Odom, Potor ala Keilim. Pashas people don't die, so it's Boshul Nezokim, and we see that the Bavli patters. Maybe people die, so it's not a Rai. And we mentioned that the Velt as a Kasha is a Gemara that Memches Amud Beis. A shoal fell to a boy. The Balabor didn't take away the shoal. He stayed there and he started to stink, and the water stinks. The Gemara says, Havelei Shorich Boir, Maim Kelim, the Bo Potur ala Kelim. Lechure, the short deer is not Avnoi Sakinoi. No one could trip on it, it's inside a bow. No one could trip on it, it's inside a bow. If really someone falls on it, it's soft. So the short can kill. I mean, everything could kill, Avnoi Sakinoi also could kill. Rishonim understand that even Avnoi Sakinoi can kill. The short for sure cannot kill. And Shedder is Potur ala Kelim. So often the Gemara in Yerush Bavli that both tests is potur ala kelim. So the Rishonim have a shy lev Bavli is masking to Yerushalmi or not. Why they didn't bring a chlorine? Now, why did they bring a klore raya? A klore raya that the Bavli is choiling. I want you to answer the people we said. Again. The Firashi is no way to answer. The Firashi, the Bavli holds, if it's dead, you potter, if it's not dead, you chayev. Kalim is every time dead, you potter. Vada, the Bavli is cholik in Yerushalmi. There's no shaykhis to Firashi. But the Rishonim are busy if the Bavli is cholik in Yerushalmi. Lo mitrachim tzazame. Why lefi the Yerushalmi bo shel tes is chayev ala kalim? Because it's bo shel nezokim. What is the tzad that the Bavli is cholik? The Bavli will learn it's bo shel misa. I'm asking you, the Bavli is right, it's a bo shel misa. So why is it called a bo shel nezikim? If a keli falls to a bo tefach, it breaks, yeah. So it's a bo, so why the kabi kelim is bo shel misa? Why do we call it bo shel nezikim? I want to explain myself a bit more. Luritzur has no more animals and no more people. And there's only kelim left in the world. So every boy is called bo shel misa, right? Shtei boy is diber hakosuv, bo shel misa ve bo shel nezokim. Every boy is called bo shel misa. In the world of kelim, it's a bo shel misa. So what is the tzad? I think the Bavli is right. Every board, Yerushalmi Rabbeinu Peretz is right. Klapi kelim, it's called bo shel misa. What is the tzad that it's called bo shel nezokim? Why do we call bo shel nezokim? What? What is the tzad that it could be called bo shel nezokim? No? Sure, what could be the tzad that we call bo shel nezokim? What? Klapi what? Again. A keli will fall inside, will break, will be died. Bo shel misas potu. Again, this is the whole Rishoni that the not chalish was his own misoso. Because if Azay even bo shel yud chayev, Azay be odom chayev and niski odom bo shel yud. Yerushalmi holds spiros of zom misoso. A keli breaks, it's called bo shel misa. The Torah says, "I'm a klapi odom, klapi ander azachim." It's called a bo shel nezokim. Right? Well, what else could be the hesbon? What would be a boy that cannot damage odom could only damage a keli? That's a bo shel misa or bo shel keli. What?
This is a borrowed term.
Calling
it this is a borrowed term. It's not really dying.
Yeah, no, but a bow that could kill. A bow that can damage. Can do nothing to other. Can only damage Kaylee. We have it a Shem Bo Shel Misa or not? Ken Zayn, dear Lekula Alma, it's called Bo Shel Misa. So when the shor is smelling inside the water, it's for sure a Bo Shel Misa. So Lekula Alma, you put to Rala Kaylee. Lekule alma you be potur ala keli. This is Beetz and the aside of all before the kashas. I want maybe a little bit, but Yosefus Hezbel that will understand it to explain. I will go straight to the Yerushalmi. We have two boyers, boyer shel misa, the boyer shel nezokim. The boyer shel misa, you potur ala keli. Bebo shel nezokim, you chayev ala keli. What is called bo shel misa? Yud. What is called bo shel nezokim? Tes. I want to ask you a shayla just to make it easier to understand. Yes, to make it easier to understand. We're speaking about I broke a plate. If it broke in a bowl of yud, it's bo shel misa and potur ala keli. If it broke in a bowl shel tes, I'm chayev ala keli. It's gzeiras hakosuv. Bowl shel yud, I'm potur ala keli. Bowl shel tes, I'm chayev ala keli. I'm asking you, the dish that smashes, is a difference in the bowl? I understand it's gzeiras hakosuv and por aduma. Klapi de keli, every bowl is bowl shel misa. Clappy people and show this is a bowl shel misa and this is a bowl shel nezokim. Clappy kelim, it's the same boil. And if the Torah said that it's a bowl shel misa and a bowl shel nezokim, there's two boils in the Torah. So I understand. Legabi odom, this is the bowl shel misa. Legabi odom, this is the bowl shel nezokim. Clappy kelim is two boils. klapi kelim, every time it's a boil shall miss. This is what Rabbeinu Peretz says. This is what the Bavli was choylek on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli learned, the Yerushalmi learned, boil a big boil on potu on a kelim, the small boil on chayim. Zog the Bavli, Zog Rabbeinu Peretz, you're right, the mildest boil shall miss, you potu boil shall nezokim, you chayim. Kelim don't have boil shall nezokim. Kelim is alamon, boil shall miss. You don't need 10 to have the name of boil shall miss. Legabi kelim, every boil is called boil shall miss. The mildest boil shall nezokim chayim, boil shall miss potu. By kelim, every boil is boil shall miss. Klapi kelim is not two boilers. And the Yerushalmi learns, no. We measure the name of the shame of the boil. Boil shall nezokim yuchayev. Boil shall misa yupotu. Boil of yud yuchayev on everything. Yupotu on everything. Boil shall test yuchayev on everything. And again, the yesoid advorim is to go back to mamakim of yesterday's shiur, the beginning, that Rashi learns is two boilers that Terah spoke about everything. And there's no chiluk boiras. There's a miud ve'ameis I eloi. For this is the drosh has to go on everything because the Torah spoke about everything. So drosh ha'meni achia. V'sheit ve'ameis only on the peula of misa. Everything that is not called misa yichayev. Everything that's called misa yupatu. And all of the boiras. Lefi the Yerushalmi and Rabbeinu Peretz, the Torah spoke about two boiras. The one that the Torah spoke about is a boir misa, is a drosha of a boir nezokim. The miyutim is only at what state in the Torah. What state in the Torah? Boir yud. There is the miyut of the Torah. Boir test doesn't state in the Torah. So there is no miyutim. So the Yerushalmi learns, the measurement is a fi odom, what call what boir it is. Lefi the Bavli, legabi kelim, every boil is boil shel misa. So be'etzem, what is the hardest part to understand in the whole sugya is the Rashba, why Odom is chayev benezokim beboil shel yud. Why klapi the hezek of the person, we call it a boil shel nezokim and we don't call it a boil shel yud. That is the hardest thing. But again, the Rashba says if it's not shtei boiras, so Odom is potur on boil shel tes. Because the mute is on the boil. The mute is not on the peulo. We also going like the Yerushalmi Zog the Rashba. This is Be'etzem, the Tzus of the Shmaise. This is Be'etzem, the Tzus of the Shmaise. There's a lot, but we have to make answers. I want this one kasha. Everyone learns the Gemara Daf Nun Aleph was a boil test, and a guy added a tefach. And now someone falls in. Who pays? Rabbanon hold, legabi misa, the second guy pays. First guy doesn't have to pay. Legabi nezokim, 50-50, or 90-10. Rabbi Yoimer, nistalku maise rishon. Only the second guy pays. The shaila is, bishleime. What my second guy? Because now it's a new boy, it's a new boy shel yud. I understand. Other if a show falls inside, but if Adam falls inside, why you chayev on the nezokim? Not mitzad the boir yud. You chayev on the nezokim mitzad the boir nezokim. If you chayev mitzad the nezokim, so the first one has to pay. Maybe also the second one, but not only the second one. That Gemara state that if it's a boir shel yud, lefi Rashi, everything is good. It's a new boil, it's a boil shel yud, it's the new guy, and nezokim is no pturim. Lefi Rashi, nezokim is no pturim. Misa is pturim. I was moisif a tefach, Tanakama holds belongs to both. Rebbe holds, nistalku maizerishon, it's a new name, it's mine. And I chayev on nezokim, potur and misa. But if we're learning pshat, that the boil yud is not chayev on nezokim. If I change the name, I'm potur. I'm chayev because the name didn't change. That is a stark kasha. Have to be mekatzer. Was a achlot in yeshiva to have in a minute or two yom tefillin debadim. I myself lost today 4 friends that are very close to me in a shul that I really built. It's a kind of a chayas, 4 people, 4 families, people, everyone. It's a lot of kids. The terrible Zach, Chazal say that Yeshua ben Levi, a lion, ate someone, Sholosh Parsois, near him, and Eliyahu Hanavi didn't come to see him. When we're learning in a city, and in the same city, something happens, not in the street, not in a dangerous place, in a neighborhood, in a shul, in the middle of people davening with talis and tefillin. The person told me today he was sinning with his talis and tefillin. The guy comes with a knife near him, he moves to the side. The guy chases him, he moves to the side. The guy chaps the guy near him, and he manages to run out, and he looks and starts to fall out. This is the tzura. A person has to be mischazik. The ikar chizuk is in learning. And I feel bad that I came late. I just had to help, it's friends of mine, and I had to try to help the families, the almonas. The first hours is easier to help, people are more happier to help. But the ikar chizuk has to be b'teira. About the person, the reason we're having Atzeres Tefillah is to be Me'orer, but the Chochmah to be Me'orer is that me at second Seder, night Seder, no one, you know, no Dvorim Betelim, no Shtusim, no, even Dvorim Betelim that a normal person, when now when Hashem is such a Midas Adin, I'm Boti Midroshes, I'm Boti Tefillah, people together davening is a Gzeira on us. For years, Nishgeban Azazach, outside, in the middle of davening, guys go over with knives and axes and cut people. In the middle of Shulchan from time of Chevron, it's given as Azach. And we here, we have to do tshuva. It has to be mechazik, so we'll go down, we'll say some tehillim. But I'll say another one. The chokhme is that boy, mitesh, all the sugyas, with the shtarka, we make mitzashem tomorrow, we have to go fight.